Kotaku Manuhiri Inaina, called Poto Williams, the police minister, joins us now. Minister, is gang violence on the rise?
There's definitely, at the moment, some absolutely distressing things happening, particularly across Auckland. And, you know, I've reached out to the Commissioner to express my deep concern for these issues and sought assurances that the police are getting on top of this.
So my question again is, gang violence on the rise? Because it's not just in Auckland, as we just heard there, it's in Kaikoi as well.
When we look at the evidence, when we look at the numbers, it shows that we're actually getting diminishing rates of serious crime. However, when things like this occur, it means that police must pull out all the stops to deal with it. And, you know, 10 or so shootings over the last couple of days is completely distressing, and the police need to resolve these matters so that our communities feel safe.
How many arrests have been made so far in relation to these shootings?
So the update that I got just before I was travelling this afternoon was 2. But I want to put that in context of the police making sure that they investigate these properly, and that the prosecutions that they make absolutely stick, so we can get these people off the streets.
So 9 drive-by gang-related shootings in 2 nights in Auckland. It sounds like they've taken control of our biggest city, have they?
No, I dispute that. I know that the police are working diligently to get on top of this. It's an issue that has been bubbling away between the two gangs for some time. We had some very successful intervention with the community leaders working diligently alongside police for many years. There is something that's going on within this environment right now that has caused this particular spate of...
So what is it specifically, Minister? Because you're talking about deals that were brokered in the past. So in the here and now, what specifically has caused this to kick off again?
Well, I'm not entirely sure, but we are talking about some tensions that have escalated to the point that this has happened. There's been some speculation that I've heard. I can't confirm those details. All I know is that police are working diligently to get on top of this.
So the Gang Intelligence Centre, did they warn that this was coming down the pipe?
I can't confirm that, Lisa.
Have you asked?
I've been talking with the police about what they know about this particular issue, and I'm not going to make too much comment on the specifics.
I understand that, Minister, but the whole purpose of that unit, right, is to forewarn and foreprepare. So if there was warning, then you should perhaps tell us.
What I do want to tell you is that the police are prepared in events to deal with events such as this. The record investment we've made into the numbers of police, the training of police, and the resources that have been provided to them means that they can deal with these issues. You know, 9 or 10 significant events like this happening at once means that the police have to work diligently to make sure that they investigate these properly and that they make those prosecutions stick.
The fact that they happen, Minister, the fact that they actually happened and were carried out suggests that the system is not working. So Labor promised 700 additional police specifically for organised crime in districts with gang issues. Have all those 700 officers been added to those specific units?
No, they haven't.
Why not?
We're not just dealing with organised crime here. We are dealing with gangs and we're dealing with firearms.
Well, gangs are organised crime, aren't they, Minister? And the 700 officers were specifically tagged to organised crime and gang-related issues. So why haven't they all been deployed yet?
Can I be really clear? We are well on the way to getting our 1,800 extra police.
So how many of the 700? So how many of the 700 have been deployed?
350 for organised crime.
Now, so only half.
They do not come from the front line, Lisa. They have to be trained. Working in organised crime is a really specialised, important job. Let's put this in context, we're delivering 1,800 extra cops. What we are doing as a government is rebuilding a police workforce that was much diminished under the National Government.
Okay, and I understand your position on that. What has happened to the Al Capone approach that Stuart Nash signalled, which was to hit gangs on the small things, to look for tax evaders, benefit fraud, to get them on any charge you could? How effective has that been, and how many gang members have been charged using that tactic?
I want to point to a couple of things. Operation Tofetal, which ran for a year, which was successful in taking 1,600 weapons off the street.
But that's done now, isn't it, Minister? So I'm asking about now.
No, it's not. Making about 1,500 arrests. From that intel, the development of Operation Cobalt, which is much more about enforcement and suppression. And
also, so is Operation Cobalt started, Minister?
It is the extension of Tofetal, but it uses enforcement.
So has it started in its own right?
As far as I know, Cobalt is now, because Tofetal has finished, Cobalt is now the operation. But it's not the only thing happening.
So it has started, Operation Cobalt. Minister, this is really important. Has it started or hasn't it?
What I want to say, Lisa, is that is not the only thing that is happening in this space.
We understand that, but I'm asking you really specifically about something that you are saying is part of the solution.
That's
so,
right.
In the interests of transparency, has Operation Cobalt actually started?
We are transitioning from Tofetal into Cobalt, and that will be about enforcement and suppression. On top of that,
extra resources, Minister, or just redeployment of resources into Operation Cobalt?
On top of that, $94 million that was announced in our budget announcement, which is specifically for gangs and targeting gangs, and also to stop people getting into gangs in the first place.
Thank you for joining us this evening. That is the Police Minister, Portal Williams.